Efforts to release low-risk inmates from facilities across the state has been ongoing with some mixed success. HPR's Ku'uwe Hirayoshi joins us live this morning to give us an update on those efforts to protect those incarcerated from COVID-19. Good morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Over the last 2 months, about 823 inmates have been released from our correctional facilities, mostly from our jails. So back in April, the Hawaii Supreme Court had ordered, as you had mentioned, nonviolent misdemeanors, short sentences, or pretrial detainees, folks that are awaiting trial but haven't yet been convicted. So about 350 of those, of the 800, came from that pool. But what in my conversations with prosecutors, they've kind of shown this concern over the court in the climate right now under COVID, that there's this somewhat reluctance to really put people, you know, incarcerate people at this time, if the threat to sort of weighing the public health threat against the public safety threat. So if they're not, they don't have a violent criminal history, why don't we just leave them, you know, keep them in the community under supervision? There can be terms and conditions for their release, but that it's safer for them outside and for everyone involved in sort of the jail ecosystem, right? Because you've got staff members, you've got doctors, you've got lawyers going in and out of the facilities to kind of minimize all of that exposure to potentially exposure to COVID-19. They're trying to keep as many people out of the jails. So I spoke to Mitch Roth, a prosecutor over on in Hawaii County, about, I guess, rhetoric that we've been hearing lately about the request to possibly or calls to possibly halt this continued presumption of release, right? This idea that maybe we shouldn't be kind of laxing the rules right now because it could pose a danger to our community.
I think all of the prosecutors, or most of the prosecutors in the state, believe that we should be putting a halt, especially when you start releasing people that are causing a danger to our community. You know, this whole process has been a balancing test. On first, it was making sure that we don't overwhelm our healthcare facilities. And right now, with what we're seeing, I believe that the number is a safe number that we can put an end to the current orders that the court is operating under.
Where prosecutors perhaps may have this, and the attorney, state attorney general had expressed this idea that the numbers are safe enough. But according to the Hawaii Supreme Court order, the goal is really to get below design capacity, too. So to get to a point where we can at least have one inmate in, generally speaking, one inmate in one cell. So if anything happens, we'll be able to easily kind of contain any potential outbreaks. And to get to that, I know we've already released 800 inmates, but we actually have to release another 225.
Wow.
So there is more being done. As I mentioned, a lot of that 800 or most of the 800 came from our jails, right? And so now the Hawaii Paroling Authority is reviewing some of our prison sentence criminals who may have pre-existing conditions or are kupuna age. And so kind of minimizing that risk by having them go to some other sort of home or whatnot to not be in the prisons at this time.
Like a halfway house or something.
Yeah, and I think the Hawaii Paroling Authority had not been in session last month, so they are picking up with their reviews this month. So we'll see the product or the outcome of that once we get there. But reaching that design capacity, as I mentioned, is the goal for this, at least under, in fact, under CDC guidelines as well. You know, to hit that. There have been no cases reported of COVID-19 in our jails and prisons, according to the Public Safety Department. They are testing when things look suspicious. I do know in the Vaiava Correctional Facility, we do have one inmate that is under medical isolation, kind of showing signs of a respiratory illness, but awaiting the results of a COVID-19 test. And then everyone that was housed with that inmate is also in quarantine. Speaking on reentry efforts, which I think has really been part of the conversation, you know, media reports of recently released inmates reoffending in some cases, committing serious crimes.
Yeah, violent crimes.
Right. And the reentry process in Hawaii has always been a challenge, even under kind of the best circumstances. And I think a lot of the motivation or drive from prosecutors and is to, you know, put a halt to this because they don't want dangerous people out in the community. Jeff Nash, the executive director of Habilitat, who's had some experience in dealing with folks coming out of prison and going into treatment at the long-term drug rehab. He says under the pandemic, the conditions are even more challenging because you've got virtually no jobs for these people to take on. It's hard to find housing under this pandemic. And so he kind of speaks to what it'll really take.
You know, if you take somebody in jail and you just release them onto the street without any supervision, without any corrective action, without a plan, you know, the chance of them recidivating is very high. Whereas if you have a structured plan for their release and they're, you know, they receive evidence-based reentry training, the rates of recidivism are reduced drastically.
And so that's what we're, I think, what everybody's kind of dealing with right now. There are groups that are trying to fill that gap, and there are things like hotel rooms and cell phones that they're trying to secure for these inmates. But, you know, I think today what we're going to hear from Public Safety Department is an update on Halava Correctional Facility, which we do know has been, is over capacity by about 300-something inmates, and also our facility up in Arizona, get an update on how inmates are doing there and efforts to curb COVID-19 there.
At San Mauro, right, in Arizona. Right.
Yes, and then later this week we will have a special updates on whether or not we are going to curb back on the Supreme Court order, and perhaps we're going to have additional conditions placed on folks that are released, or maybe more resources and effort done on the reentry side.
Okay, yeah, so kind of a work in progress, lots
right.
of moving parts.
Exactly, and I think, you know, the goal is really to, as we mentioned earlier, to get folks to balance public safety and public health, which is a really hard decision right now.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was HPR's Kuve Hirishi with the latest on the inmate release program.